All right, so we're speaking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's humor. We spoke about how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to be humorous in order to break the ice so that people were not so overawed that they could not benefit from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how he used humor to teach. And we explained yesterday about the lady who wanted to know whether she will go to Jannah. She was an old lady, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, old ladies will be in Jannah. And when she became worried, he explained that all old women will be transformed into young women before they are entered into Jannah. He knew the temperament, and we explained this point yesterday. You must know the temperament of the person to be able to know how to use humor to break the ice or break the tension or set the tone or teach. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was humorous with his spouses as well. Islam encourages us to be cheerful and optimistic. Smile. Engage in light-hearted humor. It softens the heart. It fosters love. It's a great way to diffuse any bad situation. Aisha radiallahu anha narrated the laughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was a broad smile. He would never laugh out loudly or with a full mouth, but smile out quietly, and only his two front blessed teeth would be exposed on smiling. He smiled in such an abundance that it brought a smile on the face of other people as well. He was light-hearted. He told Aisha radiallahu anha, let's race. And she says, I forgot about the previous race because I won, but I forgot that I picked up weight. So I raced, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam outran me, and he said, we are even now. That's the kind of humor that he had with his spouses. Having a sense of humor is a mercy from Allah to assist us in facing different stages and challenges of life. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had immense challenges as a prophet. But for the well-being of his marriage and the well-being of his spouses and his own well-being and for the fulfillment of the rights of his spouses, notwithstanding his immense challenges as a Nabi, he understood that he needed to be light-hearted with his wives. It would not be fair to overburden them with the worry and concern that he carried. And therefore, he was the perfect husband, the perfect family man. He made time for a light-hearted moment, and he reminded them that they were that he was the messenger of Allah, but he was also a loving husband. Another important thing when being lighthearted or being humorous with a spouse or any other person is that the timing is very important. You know, marriage has sensitive moments, and there are times when humor will be damaging. If your spouse is feeling down because somebody offended them, it's not time to make a joke. If you're sitting with your spouse and discussing financial difficulties and the way forward, it's not time to make a joke. If your spouse is feeling down because, you know, he or she picked up a few kilos, it's not a time to make a joke about it. You need to understand, or we need to understand, that timing is exceptionally important when it comes to humor.